Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. So get out your roadmaps of the United States, all right? Little magic happens this morning. In about 40 minutes, a little less than that, General Motors, what once was the world's largest auto company, its headquarters is going to move from Detroit, Michigan, and the Renaissance Center there, the distinctive Renaissance Center in Detroit, Michigan, it's going to move from Detroit to Washington, D.C. Yes, that'll be the headquarters of General Motors as it officially files for bankruptcy. It's not unexpected. And to take the pulse of what this all means, you could listen to Barack Obama, who speaks later this morning in Washington about the development, or you could listen to GM Chief Fritz Henderson, who will speak in New York, where the bankruptcy court is, about the latest development later this morning, or you could just speak to Allison Harris at the Woodbridge Pub in Detroit, Michigan, talking about it.
It feels like it's been so slow churning and so expected that people aren't so much as apathetic as just not surprised. And I think people are saddened, but I also think that they're almost relieved to have like an outcome.
Jerome Vaughn, News and Program Director at WDET Detroit Public Radio, joining us now live. Is Allison Harris right? Do we have an outcome, Jerome?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, it looks like bankruptcy is the outcome, and we're just waiting to see how it's all going to pan out. I would add that I think people here in Detroit are not surprised, as she said, but I think they are stunned.
Well, let's talk about the transition. I mean, 2 years ago, if you'd talked about this scenario, people would have laughed at you and probably carted you off to Bellevue Hospital here in New York. A year ago, this was solidly unthinkable. When you were here co-hosting The Takeaway with me, this was the scenario that must be avoided at all cost. Now it's expected. What's it been like for your community to go through that rapid a transition? I mean, a 180 degrees doesn't even describe that kind of transition.
Oh, it's been really rough. I mean, people have, you know, the first time when we started talking about bankruptcy, you know, it wasn't understandable. I mean, as you were saying, largest automotive company in the world at one time, you know, a pillar of the U.S. economy going bankrupt. It was inconceivable. And what's happened is the groundwork has been laid over the past several months to make it a little more palatable, a little more acceptable, but it's been rough all the while. People are worried about, you know, their corner store because they know another 11 plants are going to be closed, another 3 plants are going to be idled. People who are retirees are worried about their pension and their health care. So it's been rough. The city of Detroit is working on a deal to set up tax breaks so the headquarters doesn't leave the Renaissance Center and go up the road to a suburb that's made an offer. So just all sorts of things like that, making life difficult.
Well, the cynicism you can hear in the voices of the workers. Here's Mike Huerta, who spoke with the BBC and has talked about how security long ago ceased to be a feature of employment at General Motors. He's been laid off 12 or 13 times. Listen to this, Jerome.
You get used to it, whether it's good or bad. You know, working in it, you get used to it. And certainly, 12 years ago, I didn't have a wife and a daughter, but now I have a 2-year-old at home, and I'm married. So the unemployment length of unemployment time is even more. You know, there's more on the table for me.
So Jerome Vaughn, how are people thinking about the federal government managing General Motors? Forcing it, for instance, to make high fuel efficient, smaller cars exclusively, if that turns out to be the scenario. Do people feel that that's a good thing, or will GM end up like Amtrak?
I think people are fairly neutral on it, to be honest. I mean, they see how bad the situation is right now, and they figure, you know, things really can't get that much worse. People in the Obama administration say, you know, we don't want day-to-day control of General Motors. We don't want to run a car company. I think most people take that at face value. They see that other companies that have gone bankrupt have come out of it. If you look at the airline industry, Delta and Northwest have come out of it. You know, they are now the world's largest airline. They're waiting for Chrysler to come out of bankruptcy. And so there is some hope that this will all work out.
Although Chrysler looks to me like a fire sale of assets, I wonder what's going to be there at the end of the day. And 3 months is the prediction for being in bankruptcy by the Obama administration. Does anybody buy that in Detroit, 3 months?
Well, no. I mean, you know, they're saying 60. Yeah, I mean, 60 to 90 days. Now, it might be a bit of sleight of hand. I mean, they're talking about splitting it into two companies, the new GM and the old GM. And the new GM will probably be able to get out of bankruptcy within a small amount of time. But the old GM, with all of these debts and other assets, will be in there for a long time, likely. And I think that's where you can get away with saying it's going to be 3 months. We'll see.
So is that the takeaway? Does the old GM become a kind of an insurance and retirement company with maybe a little banking on the side, and the new GM becomes like some cars and the Volt?
I think that's about right. And the, you know, I think the expectation is what really happens in the long run with the old GM. I mean, does it disappear entirely because of the large amount of debt that it has? There's likely to be a lot of legal wrangling over that part of the company.
But if that stock boosts, if the company does come out, then that stock actually comes off a dollar and rises to even $10, $20 a share, it'll be the hugest investment that anyone ever made, and they'll remember back to these times with fondness. Jerome Vaughn, thanks so much for helping us set it into all context there in Detroit.
Anytime, John.
Jerome Vaughn, our friend, news and program director at WDET Detroit Public Radio.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.